Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 784 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday morning, Russia conducted a devastating strike against the residential area of the city of Chernihiv. At least 17 people were killed, about 60 wounded, including 3 children, reports Ukrinform. As a result of the attacks on the city center, an 8-story building was destroyed, 4 high-rise buildings, a hospital, a higher education institution, dozens of cars were damaged. According to the local authorities, the attack was conducted using 3 Iskander missiles. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, in his evening video address, expressed condolences to all those who lost their loved ones. Quote, "The rescue operation on site has continued throughout the day and will continue until we know the fate of everyone who may be under the rubble. I thank every rescuer on the scene, all the medical personnel, all the police officers who are helping, the municipal services that are involved, everyone who is saving lives," unquote, said the president. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Estonia has reacted to the Russian army's strike, saying that it would not have been like this if Ukraine would be given everything they are asking for to protect their skies and push back Russia's relentless aggression, reports NVUA. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said that innocent people would not have been killed if Ukraine had sufficient defense capabilities and called on partners to provide additional air defense systems to Ukraine, reports European Pravda. Quote, "3 days ago, in the Middle East, we saw what reliable protection of human lives from missiles looks like. Ukraine's partners have the necessary means to help us save Ukrainian lives with the same level of efficiency," unquote. Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed the strike of the armed forces of Ukraine on 17 April on the Russian airfield in occupied Jankoy in Crimea. Quote, "I would also like to thank everyone in our armed forces of Ukraine who prepares special operations. Especially important operations, crucial operations that destroy the equipment of the Russian army and their combat infrastructure. Today, the armed forces of Ukraine have carried out a correct strike against the occupier in Jankoy, targeting the airfield. Thank you, warriors," unquote. Earlier, the media reported about explosions being heard near a military airfield. Ukrainian underground resistance movement in temporarily occupied Crimea announced that a series of strikes carried out on the Jankoy airfield destroyed the local S-400 air defense system, report Defense Express. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This really helps more people to find out about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the US House of Representatives, suggested a separate bill with aid for Ukraine, reports European Pravda. The bill suggests allocating $61 billion and supplying Ukraine with long-range ATACMS missiles as soon as possible. Out of them, $28 billion will be allocated for all operations related to U.S. military aid for Ukraine. Almost $13.8 billion will be spent on the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative program by 30 September 2025, under which the Pentagon signs contracts with American defense companies to supply Kyiv with new armament and equipment. Over $13.4 billion can be used for replacement and repair of the armament provided for Ukraine, as well as for training Ukrainian soldiers. Additionally, Johnson bill includes $1.6 billion in foreign military financing, which provides grants for the purchase of weapons from manufacturers. A separate provision of the bill stipulates that Joe Biden's administration must supply Ukraine with long-range ATACMS missiles as soon as practicable. Biden can postpone this decision if it would be detrimental to the national security interests of the United States. Concerning economic aid, the bill provides for the allocation of $7.85 billion in the form of loans by 30 September 2025. The conditions for spending these funds include a ban on pension payment. At the same time, after November 2025, the US president will be able to write off 50% of the debt on these loans, and starting on January 1, 2026, 100% of the debt if this decision is supported by Congress. Johnson's bill contains a number of demands for Biden's administration concerning accounting for these funds. Voting for this bill is expected in the House of Representatives on 20th of April. President Joe Biden already said that he supports the bill, as well as bills on the support for Israel and Taiwan. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, when a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.